Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hey, Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
Good, boys. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. The Browns really wanted us to know the vibes were immaculate this week. David and Joe Koosh not going anywhere. Wyatt Teller, good vibes. There was a lot of Myles Garrett praise from Jim Schwartz. Did you notice an uptick in positivity this week?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard to miss in the locker room. David Njoku is always a ball of energy in the locker room behind the scenes, and I mean that in a positive way. Myles Garrett, you guys were playing the sound from him earlier today, feeling pretty confident and good that the Browns are still committed to winning, which is important to him, and he did indicate he had that conversation recently with the front office to make sure that that, in fact, was still the case. They were not going to go back into a rebuilding mode. Tommy Rees is going to take over play calling. I don't know if that's going to give the offense a shot in the arm, but the way things have been going this season, why not try something, anything, to see if they can get any kind of a pulse on that side of the football. So, yeah, you could see a little energy coming off the bye week, and we'll see if that helps them Sunday in New York against the Jets.
Do you think it's going to help them on Sunday against the Jets?
Well, I think what's going to help them Sunday against the Jets is that New York traded two of their best defensive players on the roster. I think that will help. As far as any expectation that this offense all of a sudden turns into an explosive juggernaut just because Tommy Rees is calling plays, I don't know that that's going to happen. Certainly you hope it's going to happen, but I'm not all that confident in it, considering you're not changing the quarterback, you're not adding to the receiver room outside of Cedric Tillman coming back from that hamstring injury, off injury reserve, expected, I should say, to be activated on Saturday. But I just think that even if the offense gets a little bit of an uptick, we got to keep in mind that it's the Jets, 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 Jets.
So I think that is an interesting point here, because I think every time we've talked about it, it sure seems like we just kind of all expect a win on one level or another. So have we, to go the other way, have we just not given enough thought to a Browns loss on Sunday?
Well, I haven't given much thought to a Browns loss on Sunday because I frankly expect them to go to New York and win. This is a game that I expect them to win, and if they don't, it'll be extremely disappointing. Granted, this is why you play the game. Nothing is obviously nothing is given to you and whatnot, but considering what happened with the Jets this week, the trades they made before the deadline, they raised the white flag. Clearly, they are going into a full rebuild mode. The Browns are not. They did not make any major moves. They did not sell off pieces and parts at the deadline. So, I do expect that the Browns go to New York and handle their business this weekend.
Daryl, what's been the most interesting discourse from the Paul DePodesta leaving to go, be with the Rockies? In your opinion, it's something that maybe you didn't see coming out of the 24 hours, or something you just found interesting out of the 24 hours. What was different? What was new to you?
Not much. I mean, other than, you know, not, I mean, we still haven't gotten a whole lot of clarity on what it is exactly that he did for the Cleveland Browns for over 9 years. We know what the results are. We know that the franchise is basically back to where they started before Dee Podesta walked in the door as far as the on-field product goes. Now, he's obviously made a tremendous amount of contributions behind the scenes. But look, one of the reasons that they brought Paul DePodesta in was to build a championship organization because that was really his calling card in baseball. Everywhere he seemed to go, he turned those franchises around. He goes to Colorado now, worst team in baseball this past season, going to try and turn them around as the president of their baseball operations. But look, he did not turn the Cleveland Browns into a championship organization. He did bring some patience, you know, for ownership, right? They were extra patient with Hugh Jackson before finally showing him the door, deservedly so. They've been patient with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry here. The bottom line is, regardless of whatever data he compiled and shared with football operations, be it the coaching staff or the front office, the cold hard math is that they did not win a lot of football games. Two winning seasons in the 9+ years that he was here. They won a total of 56 games, lost 99, tied one. Look, and when they hired him, my expectation was that the end result would be 99 wins and 56 losses and many more playoff appearances. So regardless of his contributions behind the scenes, unfortunately, there were not significant enough results on the field for me to sit here and say that his time in Cleveland was well spent and that the Haslams spent their money well by bringing him into the organization.
Daryl, obviously this has led to conversations on the show, on the station for Browns fans about Andrew Berry, about Kevin Stefanski. And one of the potential solutions has been, well, if Haslam doesn't want to fire Andrew, elevating him to the chief strategy office and then hiring a different GM, I'll ask you, what is more likely from here today? Browns 2-6 coming off the bye, whatnot. The Browns fire Andrew Berry at the end of the season if it continues this way, or the Browns promote him to replace Paul DePodesta?
Well, I don't know that they replace him to, or I should say promote him to replace Paul DePodesta. Maybe they just promote him to keep him within the organization while also maybe bringing in some outside help to deal with the actual football talent evaluation, because outside of this rookie class this year, which let's give credit where it's due, they have performed well. He's not done a good job from a personnel standpoint over the years. He's made a couple of really good trades. The Amari Cooper trade obviously comes to mind, and he's obviously done a lot of wheeling and dealing during the drafts and whatnot, but he inherited a team that was supposed to have sustained success. That was he inherited the proceeds of 1-31, 4-44. The pain of all that was supposed to produce a perennial playoff winner. He was part of the worst trade and decision-making process in NFL history by making the Deshaun Watson trade, giving out that guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract, I should say. I
don't know. I'm not sold that Andrew Berry should be the guy picking the next quarterback either. So if you want to keep him in the building, fine. Maybe you promote him to president of football operations or something like that, and then you bring in a true talent evaluator, a John Dorsey type, that can come in and identify top-tier talent and get this roster back on track. Because kind of going back to Myles Garrett's comments today, he's in no mood for a rebuild. He wants to start winning football games as quickly as possible, and I don't know that he's got the stomach for that. Granted, he might not have much of a choice, but I think promoting Berry to a role outside of the, quote, GM type of a role is more likely than him getting fired at this point.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong, obviously, because who knows? Maybe Haslam will go down that road. I just, for me personally, Daryl, I find it so hard to think about, like, we think you suck at this part of your job, so we're going to give you a promotion
right,
to then think you can do this other area better. Like, to me, that's where I get lost in that convo.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of think about like the Cavaliers, what they did with Kobe Altman, right? They didn't want to give David Griffin the president of basketball operations, right? But they did give that to Kobe Altman. They then promoted Mike Gansey to be the general manager, even though we know Kobe is making the final decisions for the Cavaliers. It's a much different thing, right? Kobe earned the promotion to president of basketball operations. I don't know that I can sit here and say that if, in fact, they do promote Barry to open up the GM role for somebody else, I don't know that that's an earned promotion, to your point, Jonathan. I'd have to agree with you. I don't know if I like that, but I do understand wanting to keep Barry in the building in some capacity, and I think the only way you're able to do that is by changing his title with something that has a promotion in it.
Daryl, Miles Garrett spoke and was asked, strike back. You guys did a great job with Miles today.
Yeah,
and
nice
asking
job.
About the trade deadline. You had a great rebuttal. I can't remember.
Mary Kay had a good one, too.
She had two really good ones. I was just really well done. But what was your take on Miles' responses when he was asked about the Eagles' potential interest in a trade and you know, where Miles kind of is with his own happiness here in Cleveland?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Nick, for as candid as he was with those responses, that's not what struck me from that whole media availability. What struck me was when he was asked about Kevin Stefanski giving up play calling, which, by the way, was putting an opportunity to compliment Stefanski on a tee for him. He blew it off. He said, yep, not my side of the ball, not going there, not my problem. I'm paraphrasing there, but that's what he said. Instead of, like, everybody else in that locker room this week was praising.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin's leadership, his humbleness, his willing to subjugate his ego and give up something that he obviously feels he's really, really good at in the name of being a team player. And that was the message coming out of the locker room, not from Miles Garrett on Friday. I found that to be very, very fascinating. But to your question specifically, Nick, look, the Eagles stuff was, you know, I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, I ain't worried about that until, you know, Howie and Andrew work something out and then call me into the room and then, you know, I worry about it. He said a couple of times he wasn't worried about the deadline. Of course, remember, he does have that no trade clause. So even if the Browns wanted to trade Miles, they got to get his permission first to do so. I do feel like that if something would have been worked out with the Eagles, Miles would have been more than happy to go to Philadelphia, where they play for Super Bowls, whereas here you're playing just to hope you can, you know, kick around the New York Jets, who are you know, just an awful organization and an awful football team. And then the other thing that struck me too is he indicated that there was at some point there was a meeting with the front office about winning and it still being the object, because I did ask him about Andrew Berry keeping the team intact, and that's where he said, well, yeah, I mean, if he would have done that and sold off pieces and parts, we go into rebuild mode, and that's really not my cup of tea right now. And so I did find that answer to be fascinating as well, and that's why I'm harping on the winning part of it, right? And not going into a rebuild, they're going to have to find a way to you know, elevate this football team next offseason in some way, shape, or form so that they're able to compete. And obviously that starts with the quarterback position, which remains the great mystery for this franchise for the better part of the last 40 years.
Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you on Monday, hopefully after a Browns win.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what he had to say and sports in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
The previous 24 hours of Deep Podesta, that was like a groundbreaking. I feel like within the Deep Podesta convo, when we first had it into that, now even being able to talk to Daryl, it has evolved. It's evolved in an interesting way, but like, the idea that half of people just want to be like, oh, of course I saw this coming. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Like, I'm sorry. You know, you didn't.
You and I were legitimately shocked yesterday. And like, I don't mind, like, if you're a Browns employee and you're talking to the media and you go, we knew that this was in the works. That's fine. That's how you should play this, right? Whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. The Browns have to play this like this was all part of the plan. And because if it's not part of the plan, it confirms that it's rats jumping off the ship.
So that's like Fanta, for instance. Fanta's like, well, this explains why Andrew Berry didn't do his press conference. And it's like, huh?
Yeah,
like, hold on, think about that for a second. Like, and I love John, you know this, eraser phrase, but like,
Ignatius's future head coach.
He makes too much money on NBC for that. But what is the point of the, so they're like, wait, so we know that Dee Podesta's interviewing, which by the way, Rosenthal already, you had the point earlier today, said he was third in line for this job. So he's been interviewing for this job that he came third in line, but then
behind two guys who've never done anything in sports, with apologies and love to Matt Forman, the Guardians assistant GM.
But then like 11 days ago, Andrew Berry can decide that he doesn't want to do a press conference in the bye week, and that's all of a sudden some premeditated thing towards Dee Podesta taking a baseball job? Like, what are we doing? Like, it's fairly obvious. It caught a lot of people by surprise. That's an okay thing. It's all right to admit.
Yeah, and it's all right if this means something.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, again, I understand why the Browns will spin this as, hey, we knew Paul wanted to get back in the baseball space, and we were never going to stop him because we appreciate the culture that he helped build here. That's what they're supposed to say, because they don't want you to know that there could be more changes going. You're trying to, but that's, I don't think you can divorce, or I don't think you can set aside, separate, however you want to say it, the over-the-top optimistic vibe coming out of the Browns locker room this week with Dee Podesta leaving. This feels like the last stand, which it shouldn't feel against the Jets.
Well, so hold on, I don't think that the players had any indication that Dee Podesta was leaving. Njoku made his "I'm not leaving" speech before we found out anything with Dee Podesta.
No. But I think there was an idea of, hey, let's come out of this bye with a renewed sense of optimism. We're putting the first half to bed. That was probably informed for Kevin Stefanski and his coaching staff. I think they knew.
Okay, no, I agree with that, because if the players had known, we all would have found out at some
point.
But
I also, like, I don't think it's, but just to be clear, I'm not saying because Dee Podesta left. No. I'm saying it's holistically. You're 2-6. You know that if you don't win a couple of these games coming up in short order, that it's going to get harder and harder and harder to win. And I think because of that, I think there was a we also could have some significant news coming down the pike. And all of this works if you win on Sunday. Because if you do the rah-rah stuff, if you do the "I'm not leaving," if you do the, you know, the whole thing, that's, and then you lose, that has implications.
Yeah.
It really does. It can backfire in a really rough way.
Well, you just lost it, and it just gets taken away is all it is. But like, I cannot stress enough the idea that I don't think the players care in the slightest bit that Dee Podesta's not here anymore. I really don't.
I bet you there are a few people
who think they had the relationship with him the same way.
No, it's not about the relationship. I think it's about, I guarantee you that there are football players in that organization who don't want to deal with the way the organization makes decisions or did under Paul. Meaning, in the way that you and I like football guys making football decisions.
Yeah.
And there are people out there who liked and trusted Paul Dee Podesta. I'm not saying everybody in that disliked Paul personally, but do I think that there are some coaches in that building? Do I think there are some players in that building who feel like there's too many cooks in the kitchen and that gets in the way of winning? 100%. I guarantee you there are dudes.
That might even just be a Barry and Stefanski and the collective part of this.
What do you mean?
Like if too many cooks in the kitchen, obviously we're talking about too many people being involved, so you're just getting rid of one. I'm talking more about the actual impact that a player would feel with Di Podesta not being around, because as far as we know, he wasn't around much to begin with anyway.
Yeah,
like it's different than what I'm trying to explain here. It's different to me than like if you fire a coach, or even let's say if you fire a tight ends coach, or even an offensive line coach, somebody that's in those meetings, somebody that feels like it's like we went to battle with this guy. This guy was on the sidelines with us. This guy, he did this, he did that. I got a relationship with this guy versus Di Podesta, where he's never there.
Yeah,
he's not at the meetings. There's no, wow, this guy was all in for what we were trying to do. Everything he did was in the shadows.
You know what I'd love to know from those players, though? I'd love to know how they feel about the amount of, again, like everybody uses analytics. So we can get really, really dumbed down really quickly in this conversation. But the general premise is the Browns are the most analytically run organization in football. I would love to know, with guys like Miles, with guys like Wyatt Teller, right? I'd love to know of those guys, if any of them are like, I think this is too much.
It's probably a mixed bag. I'm sure there's got to be some of them that think it's too much.
Because I don't know it touches them. And like, meaning like they go, hey, your pass rush runway. Because I think they have internal stuff that they can use.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking like, hey, Kevin, why didn't we go for it there? Because you looked at a piece of paper instead of the moment or the gut feeling, something like that.
Yeah, no, there's got to be some of those. For sure there has to be. I mean, there's too many people in our fan base that question that for there not to be somebody in a locker room of 53 to also question that.
I wonder if there's more than not, though. I think that's what's interesting. Okay. How much of those guys just buy in?
I mean, at this point, if you're an Njoku type, if you're a Miles type, if you're one of the guys that have been here for 8-9 years, you got to be tired of all of it.
Mostly the losing.
Despite what Teller might tell you, you got to be tired of all of it. But Tonio's whole career has been people telling him analytics are going to take him somewhere to have analytics take him nowhere.
Just re-sign Wyatt Teller, guys. And maybe David Njoku, too. Come on.
I think they will.
216. I do, too, but it's the fact that I don't know it for sure that grinds my gears a little bit.
We want to talk about the idea that you had Paul Di Podesta's burner on the screen for what might have been an hour and a half.
I never know if that's like a bit.
Well, it's got to be a bit. Just,
well, because sometimes Jake will be like, don't take this call. This guy's an idiot. Or guy just wants to scream about this.
It got me oddly curious, but not curious enough to bring it up at any point in between the break.
Well, no,
that was part of the problem. I kept seeing it during the segment
and
being like, I kind of want to know what he has to say, but then it never really worked its way into it.
I should have requested elaboration and been like, is this, you know.
Is it funny?
Is that his Twitter account? I don't know. Like, you know, meaning like. Is it the guy that runs a
funny thing about Di Podesta is that since he never talks to the media, he could be calling into sports talk radio shows all the time and we would not be any of the wiser.
No, you know, it'd sound like Antonetti and Chernoff.
It would just sound like anybody that calls in.
All those guys, every guy that comes out of Ivy League, they sound the exact same. They talk the exact same. It's as if you cloned them. And by the way,
their voice, like a Tom Brady clone?
No.
Is that the Ivy League secret?
Well, listen.
I got a lot of questions at home with my wife. If that's the Ivy League's secret,
what are the questions? You want a second?
Elise? No, is she a clone? That's what they're doing at the Ivy League.
If you could just make a second Elise, so you have both Elises.
I have too many women in my household as is.
I was gonna say, like
I've seen the little one, Charlotte. She's almost three. She bosses me around even worse than Elise does at times, and so I can imagine.
It's funny.
That the third is going to be exactly the same as the second one.
See, or maybe they'll be more like you. Maybe they'll be more malleable. You'll have someone to boss around.
It's not going that way.
I agree.
We all know
now,
that.
Now, that being said, see, my problem is the opposite. There's just a lot of emotion in my house, and it is very dysregulating. So while I would love another Vanessa, because I love this one so damn much, if I could just plural marry multiple of my wife, I would, because I just love this woman that much.
Yeah.
But it would probably kill me quicker because there's just so much emotion. I mean, I'm like walk in, I'll have a good day, and I'm resting pulse at like what a healthy person would have. And within 5 minutes, I'm like, I know, by the way, I know exactly how screwed I am on any given night by who greets me when outside. if anybody comes out and what their attitude is.
What do you mean if anyone comes out? Like if it's like a rotating cast of people that greet you at the door?
Well, yeah. At any point, anyone will come out, and which I love. I love because I get a hug and I get love. How are you?
Like the coolest part of fatherhood to me right now is Charlotte. Every time I come home, she runs instantly screaming daddy to give me a hug. That's the greatest part so far.
My oldest kid is 15 and she'll still give me hugs and she'll let me give her a kiss on the head. She's just like, I love it. But I can pick out how my night's going to go based off what energy I get from that person. Because it's all positive towards me. But like if I see Vanessa walk out and she has the very clear, I'm getting too old for this look, I know. I'm going to get a great kiss. I'm going to get a great hug. She's going to tell me she loves me. And then the next 15 minutes are going to be war zone.
She's just looking like that Popeyes worker sitting on the bench. Like she's just been through it.
Yep. And by the way,
she's had herself a day.
By the way, there's also times where she's out and she's smiling and she's looking up at the stars and her eyes are sparkling. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be a great night. But a lot of the first one. But from all four women, that's the thing, is some days it's Ness, some days it's my oldest kiddo, and then on any random day, it could be one of the twins.
Okay, but we agree, though, neither one of us are then cloning our wives.
But I'd like to.
You'd like to?
Yeah.
Why? Like, give you more opportunities to have somebody be positive or not?
A little more positive.
Are you going to send this one working?
She would get a job.
You're going to send this one on the...
Yeah,
have I don't know why I assume my clone was just going to be sitting around at the house all day. I didn't think my clone was going to be out there working.
That's
why I made the mistake.
My Vanessa won't be cloned to be a freeloader.
What I'd like to do is tell my clone to be like, hey, could you go pick up dinner for me and actual Elise?
Wait, you just want a servant?
Well, that's kind of the point of a clone, in my opinion. But
I was thinking
clone,
of a couple other things for the clone.
If the clone acts like my wife, it's not going to go that way. My house is not 1955.
You just can't have two women telling you to go pick up
dinner?
That's
exactly what would happen. They'd become best friends, and then I'd be the one still going to get dinner.
Or they could hate each other, and that could be fun.
Well, that sounds miserable, too. Then they're just yelling at each other in the...
Oh, I was thinking there's tension.
How do you resolve the tension? Easy now.
You know how you do it, Slugger.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Horny!
Somebody complimented him on that drop, and it's just been going crazy.
It's the
crazy
only thing
today.
We're
going
to hear. It's going to be like...
It was a good use there.
And Kevin Stefanski's been fired by the Cleveland Browns.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, he missed it.
Bit killer.
He missed
it. I'm going to set you up again, and if you don't do it...
Yeah, last time
Bart
here.
Winkler, I'm going to scream at you. all right. Kevin Stefanski's been fired by the Cleveland Browns.
I'm horny!
NBA great, insert name here, has passed away at the age of 90.
Oh.
I'm not going for that one.
Are you now you refuse?
What?
You know what? We want to clone Mac and get
Did somebody
the board
that can commit to the bit?
That'll commit to the bit. That's the
horny.
There we go.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yes.
Wow. And somebody just died.
Yeah, for somebody dying?
It's a joke, Mac. We're not literally saying it.
Are you going to tweet it out like saying cancer is bad?
You know, you get one good line in, and then you spend the rest of the week degrading the success you had yesterday with
the
hairline
joke. I got 25 minutes. That's all I got left.
I was proven right, by the way, in tweeting that out.
You were, and I'm proud of you. What was the thesis again?
Didn't
I can't
want
remember.
To be proven right. Not even doing it. Not even doing it.
I'm so proud of you that you thought about it. You were like, I'm going to... He's setting a trap, that son of a... It's Friday at 6:40. What are we doing here? 216-474-0092. Would you clone your spouse? Now, it doesn't replace them. It just means there's two of your spouses in your houses. Would you do it? I think I would. What? Why are you giving that look?
You made him like a mouse in a house type
thing.
Yeah,
no, I went a little Dr. Seuss there. I was trying to make it a little more silly because, you know, you get really sinister or really tawdry very quickly with the whole clone the spouse kind of thing.
Yeah.
I kind of went Sebastian Maniscalco there.
Have some Senka.
Good Lord. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.